Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week as he is enjoying his vacation. Did we get another video?
We did. He just got done snorkeling. I wanted to see the one that you were talking about where he was getting all fancy with his reels and adding music to the background, which, okay, he definitely did that on his own. That wasn't easy, just add music to a single video. Well, but yeah, this one, he's back. He's enjoying it. He's embracing. They got snorkeling and his family swam towards a shark is what he was saying.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Vacation Colin is a vibe. He will be back next week. But right now, let's go out to Pat Garrity, NBA analyst for the Stadium. Played 10 NBA seasons. Thank you for joining us, Pat. It's been an interesting offseason so far. We are starting to get some answers on what teams are going to look like next year. And obviously the biggest story so far this offseason is what's going on with the Nets and Kyrie. And we found out that he is going to opt in with the Nets. Now, that doesn't entirely mean he's going to spend the entire season there. But what are your thoughts about what's going on with Kyrie and the Nets?
Well, I think he shot his shot. I think that he was unhappy with not getting, you know, the full extension that he could have gotten, and tried to get that elsewhere through a trade. I think when all is said and done, he had very little leverage. So it's not surprising that he's back with Brooklyn. After all, this is the way for him. If he goes out and performs and this Nets team makes a long run and everyone is back on the same page again, this is the best chance for him to maximize his earnings over the next 4 years. So it's not surprising that he did that. There was no way that he was going to opt out and go take a taxpayer mid-level exception. I mean, you're looking at pushing out a next contract 2 years that he'd be able to get and maximize what he'd be able to get. So I don't think this is surprising. I think the thing with this team, though, is how do they fill in pieces around it? And to me, it really starts with the health of Joe Harris and then the ability to add shooting around this team. It's not going to be a deep team, but I think if they can add some perimeter floor spacing, there's no question in my mind this is going to be a top four team in the East.
So is it out of the question now that Kyrie ends up with the Lakers at any point?
I just don't see how that happens. I don't see the Lakers having the pieces to be able to make that work. If they were to trade, Westbrook would have to be in that trade. And I just don't see them having enough assets. Even if the Nets were in a position where they said, let's just blow this thing up, where they would want to take back what the Nets, what the Lakers would have to offer. So I just think that that's not going to happen. I don't even think if you're looking into next summer, I just don't see from a financial standpoint or a cap standpoint how that could happen.
We're talking to Pat Garrity. So that being said, is Russ on this Lakers roster come the start of the season?
I really think he is. I do. And I think that they really don't have another option. They don't have the assets really to get off him. That's the thing. And even if they did have the assets to get off of him, are there going to be the teams that would be going to take him in? Do they have the pieces that the Lakers need to be contending for a championship? And the answer to that is no. And so I think that there's no question that he's going to be back on the Lakers roster this season. The biggest problem for them too, and it's a little bit, you know, the problem that the Nets are going to run into if they don't have the shooting around KD is this team does not have perimeter floor spacing or depth at all. And there's a world where Russell Westbrook, LeBron, AD can all work together. But on that kind of team, I mean, you're going to need guys spacing the floor and being able to defend. And right now that roster, although, you know, they have guys like Austin Reeves, you know, Horton Tucker is a nice slasher. They just don't have the guys that they did. When you look back at that championship team, I mean, they had Danny Green, KCP, who was a two-way player, Kuzma, who was a two-way player, Alex Caruso, who came off the bench defensively. They were just so much more deep than they are right now. You know, it's just a big question. How are they going to be able to add those pieces given what they have to work with this summer?
And they let go of Kuzma and KCP to get Russell Westbrook. To talk about the other team in New York, Jalen Brunson looks like he's going to get a big contract from the Knicks. What do you think about that deal?
Well, they're paying a pretty penny to get him. I think of all the players that they could go out and get, I think he definitely helps them offensively. And that was a big reason why they regressed last year. They were still an above average team on the defensive end. 2 years ago, when they were really good, they were in the top 10 defensively, above average offensively. Just that step that they took back last year offensively really caused them to struggle. So I think that moving him into that starting lineup really gives them a nice scoring punch. Again, another team with not a ton of spacing. They have a lot of depth in their second unit. If Derrick Rose is able to come back and be healthy and give them what he gave them 2 years ago, they have some nice young players in Quickley and Obi Toppin. I don't think this is a team that you're talking about in the top four of the East by any question, but I think this is a solid playoff team if he's able to come and elevate them on the offensive end.
So I am drinking the Clippers Kool-Aid with this John Wall move. Not that I think that he's somebody that they're it's make them a big three or anything. I just think he's a nice bonus addition. You already have Kawhi and Paul George, of course, under the assumption that they are healthy throughout most of the season and going into the postseason. I really think they're contenders next year.
I agree with you, Joy. I mean, this is probably the deepest team in the NBA right now. And so whether or not John Wall starts, whether it's John Wall or Reggie Jackson starting the point guard, I mean, their wing rotation is really strong. You have two all-stars in Kawhi and Paul George, obviously, but they have Terrence Mann, Norman Powell, Luke Kennard. Looks like they came to an agreement on Zubac, extending him. I think the last piece, Marcus Morris, obviously, you know, a tremendous player, the kind of player that any team would covet who were making a run deep in the playoffs. The last piece to me is Nick Batum. He was a really important part of that team. There are a ton of teams that could use him, Brooklyn being one of them, Philly as well. I think if they get Batum back, no question, this is the deepest team in the Western Conference. And I think that you have to put them right away, right up there with Golden State as favorites to win the West.
We're talking to Pat Garrity, NBA analyst for Stadium. How does the Bradley Beal situation play out? Should any team around the league hold out hope that he's not with the Wizards?
maybe in a year. Maybe if things fall apart there after he signs a Supermax. If Washington is willing to give Bradley Beal a Supermax, I can't see any scenario where he's going to turn that down. I mean, we're talking about 5 years, $250 million for a guy who's run into some injury problems the last couple of years. Prior to that, though, he was an Iron Man in the NBA playing in the top 10 in minutes. I like some of the moves that they did, to be honest with you. Again, I don't know if this vaults them into that top four in the East, but I think they definitely got better with this trade of bringing Monty Morrison. So you have a legitimate starting point guard with them now. Getting a full season of Porzingis. Will Barton brings scoring. They have a bunch of nice young players. So again, what is this going to be like if Brad, if they're not winning in a year or two? Could he be available? Yeah, he probably could be available. And I think at that point, the contract is going to be expensive. But at age 31 and being able to score 20 points a game, I think a lot of teams would take a look at him. Absent injury, I don't think this is a contract that teams are going to look at like they looked at the John Wall contract or the Westbrook contract. I think for a lot of teams that this makes a lot of sense. And I know people are talking about this as an overpay and is he worth it? I don't think they have any choice, and I don't think Beal has any other choice. He has to take the money now, and I think that they definitely have improved with some of the moves that they made. And we'll see over the next couple of years, can they get in that upper tier of the East?
Pat, what did the Jazz do? Did they make any moves?
Again, I don't see how they get better. You know, one of the big problems with the Utah Jazz, when you look at their vulnerabilities, is their perimeter defense. And, you know, we've heard the rumblings of, you know, cohesion with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. But if you're going to get rid of Rudy Gobert, I mean, you're taking a massive step back defensively. And I just don't know how they can improve. You know, if you're going to do that, are you going to improve enough offensively where you don't have the one of the best defensive impact players in the league on your roster covering up for all of the issues that you have on the perimeter? So I just don't see them making a move with Rudy Gobert right now that makes them better. And unless they're going to try to tear it down or pivot and go in a different direction and be willing to maybe wait a year or two where they take a step back, I just don't see them doing that right now.
The NBA draft was last week. Were there any big surprises to you in the draft?
I was a little surprised that Jaden Ivey didn't go four to the Kings. I think when you looked at, you know, in terms of his upside, I really thought the Kings were going to go for that. I don't think the Keegan Murray pick was bad by any stretch. So, I didn't see any huge surprises. Obviously, Orlando played it tight to the vest. I think, though, really when you looked at it and stepped back, you know, is there a case to be made for any one of those three guys who was picked in the top three to come out being, you know, the best of the three? I think each of them has a case. So I don't think any of those three guys would have been the wrong pick at number one, two, or three. I think the way Orlando played it actually was right and what they need. Other than that, I think it went pretty much according to a lot of how a lot of analysts and scouts probably pegged it.
Do you have an very early prediction for Rookie of the Year?
I think it's going to come down between Banchero and Chet Holmgren. I think both are in situations where they could put up huge numbers. They're going to get to play a lot right away, particularly Banchero. I think he immediately steps in as the number one option on Orlando. Jabari Smith is not going to be that in Houston. I mean, he's playing with two other guys who are going to have the ball in their hands. He's a terrific long-term fit for the team. I just don't think he's going to put up the numbers that those other two guys potentially put up, particularly Banchero. So I would say right now he would be my pick for Rookie of the Year.
Pat, thanks so much for joining us. Pat Garrity, NBA analyst for Stadium, former assistant general manager of the Pistons, 10-year NBA vet. Really appreciate all of your insight. Thank you so much for stopping by.
All right. Thank you, Joy. Great being with you.
That's Pat Garrity.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling,
Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve, moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas' ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed, in style, and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Chargers missed the postseason last year, and Justin Herbert said the team needs to be more steady if they hope to turn things around this season.
It's all about consistency, and we have to put together a full season for us to play the football that we want to. And we've definitely added some guys on defense, picked up a few guys on offense, and had a great offseason so far. And as soon as the season comes, we understand it's all about execution and being sharp week in and week out, never looking ahead, and making sure that we're doing everything we can to give ourselves a shot on Sundays.
So just to kind of highlight the inconsistency, the last season Chargers offense ranked fourth in the NFL in yards and fifth in points, while the defense ranked 23rd in yards allowed and 29th in points surrendered. Now, okay, this is Herbert's third season, right? This is his year. His rookie season, he kind of took everyone by surprise. He was that superstar standout rookie quarterback that really, I think everyone thought he's going to do something special. This last season, little disappointing end to the season. They lost to the Raiders in OT in the final game, which kept them out of the playoffs, meaning they have not won a playoff game with Justin Herbert yet. And to be great and to get to that next level, which is everyone, I think everyone has that understanding or shared thought that he is going to be a great player for a long time. But you got to get to the postseason and you have to win. It also doesn't help that you're sharing the same building as the Super Bowl champion Rams. You don't want to be the same situation that the Clippers are in with the Lakers in the same building, sharing the building, well, and not having.
They definitely already are.
Not having the same championships and accolades and everything like that. But this is their year. They have to show something, prove something this year.
This is definitely a prove it year for the Chargers. There's a lot of pressure on the Chargers this year, which sounds crazy when you look around the division because it's an impossible division.
Yeah.
But them's the breaks. Like, that's how it goes.
That's what it is.
You got to level up. And the other part of this is that his draft mate in Joe Burrow.
Look what he did.
Was just playing a Super Bowl in that building a few months ago. So you are measured by your peers. Mm-hmm. There is something there. And you can't make the excuse of the organization because he did that with the Bengals. So there wasn't the whole lot of people that felt Joe Burrow was that much better than Justin Herbert. So it's not all on quarterbacks. As you mentioned, the defense was not great last year. They've made a lot of improvements to that defense. Yeah. But this is a big pressure year for the Chargers. It is.
Yeah, big year. All right, switching gears, Blake Griffin is set to be a free agent, and there are a few teams that have their eye on the former All-Star. An executive told Heavy Sean Devaney that they expect the Bulls, Heat, Lakers, and Celtics to be among the teams with interest in signing Griffin. Now, Griffin will likely earn the veterans minimum, which is almost $3 million for players who have played more than 10 seasons. He's 33 years old, so he's not, obviously he's a veteran, he's not a young guy, and you hear the Lakers in there. Lakers need help, but they also had the oldest roster in the league last season.
The Lakers also love big names, so that would not surprise me. I think Blake still has stuff to contribute. I mean, Blake is not obviously the same player that he was when he was, you know, doing all the commercials and such, but he's a smart player with all the experience that he has. And, you know, he's going to be a role guy at this point, which he embraces. And, you know, I think the teams that are looking to add depth, that's not a bad situation for them.
It's not. Now, he averaged 6.4 points and 4.1 rebounds in 56 games last season with the Nets. He also made an impact.
Yes.
You could feel his energy when he came in on the court. So he would be a good pickup age-wise, just... If he ended up in LA, just keeps on going.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what the Lakers are, you know, and I'm not saying that's a bad situation for Blake Griffin or for the Lakers. It just would be consistent with their brand right now.
Yeah, where we are. It's okay. Switching gears. According to an NBA source familiar with the situation, the Miami Heat are willing to extend a fully guaranteed contract for the maximum allowable 3 years to free agent PJ Tucker. The Heat's offer is built off of the $8.4 million non-Bird salary cap exception, which would put the team's standing offer at $27 million over 3 years. Now, Tucker, who had pushed for the third year to be guaranteed, is believed to be seeking the Heat's $10.3 million mid-level, which would result in a package worth $33 million over 3 years. Now, the Heat do not appear to want to put their mid-level exception into play with Tucker because utilizing that would trigger a hard cap. Now, Tucker was a vital part of the Heat's roster during their playoff run, especially without Kyle Lowry. He's been to a championship before. He was with the Bucks when they won. But the 76ers have also been making a strong pursuit for Tucker. We heard Joel Embiid, his comment after they lost Game 6, that they need a player like Tucker. So he's shooting his shot. Where do you think he's going to end up?
Well, Joel Embiid, yeah. He has no problem throwing stuff out there, which I love about Joel. Listen, I love PJ Tucker. I said that he was going to be a big loss for Milwaukee when he left and was right about that. And he was huge for Miami. He is one of those players that is not only just going to bring energy and grit, he's actually a very smart and contributing player. Mm-hmm. So it's not all just, you know, those intangibles that you very much see. He fit into the Heat culture perfectly. So I'd love to see PJ Tucker back. Now, obviously, when you are a player like PJ Tucker that multiple people are interested in, and rightfully so, you get expensive, which is what's going to happen when you contribute like that, which is good for him. I would love to see him back with the Heat. I know Pat Riley and all, they're going to, you know, their wizardry on trying to put this team together to be a contender again, or continue to be a contender, I should say. They were only a 3-point shot away from being in the finals over the Celtics. You know, everyone wants to tell a different story. No, I love PJ. I think he's an unbelievable player, and I think he's crucial to a championship level roster. Having a player like him is massive. That's Alex Curry with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So there's a lot going on around the NFL as well. Where is Jimmy Garoppolo going to end up? What should Baker Mayfield do? What's going to happen with Deshaun Watson's suspension? Is he going to be suspended at all? Will it be 6 games, 8 games, a year, indefinite? We don't know. We'll find out. The hearing is going on right now. We'll probably go on for the next couple days, and we will get answers on that. And I also want to talk to Bucky Brooks, who will be in studio with us in just a few minutes, Fox Sports NFL analyst, about the Cowboys, because Cowboys fans are not super happy with me. And they're not going to be all season long because I'm selling my Cowboys stock, at least postseason Cowboys stock. I don't know why I had it in anyway. Probably just my mom being a Cowboys fan. But we'll talk all about that with Bucky Brooks in studio next here on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. A great pair of Western boots will elevate a casual look or add a refined flair that'll draw both eyes and compliments. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. They also offer custom branding and leather stamping if you want to personalize your boots or fine leather goods. And stay cool in a short sleeve moisture wicking pearl snap, or make your own shade with one of their classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. And if you're planning to hit the road, Tecovas's ever-growing lineup of rugged and full-grain leather bags will get you where you're headed in style and are built to last for decades. Visit Tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd all week as he is on vacation alongside Alex Curry. Very excited to have my friend Bucky Brooks in studio, Fox Sports NFL analyst and on Fox Sports Radio, Sundays 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, former NFL scouts.
Yeah.
What's up, Bucky?
What's going on? My favorite people. What's happening?
What's going on? Former NFL player as well. So there's quite a bit going on. This NFL offseason has been very interesting.
Yeah.
We are going to get some news about Deshaun Watson and what's going to go on with that within the next few days, because he is in the hearing right now. But I have a little theory.
Okay.
Not a theory, like an idea.
All right. What's
okay,
the
I want to float by you. So I've sold all my Baker stock. I'm out on Baker. I think he's a bridge quarterback at this point. We have more than enough evidence of what he is with a bad team, with a good team. It's fine. Yeah. Playoff win over the Steelers. Congrats. Best moment of the Browns' life. But I've been pretty much on his side about, like, yeah, I wouldn't play for the Browns again if I was Baker Mayfield. Well, it may end up being a year or indefinite. The indefinite part doesn't really matter. If Deshaun Watson is out for a year and the Browns are going to have to pay most, if not all, of Baker's contract to move him anyway, isn't it in the best interest of Baker and the Browns to just do this year?
No. No, no, no.
Why not?
No, no. You got to move on, because everything that we've heard, everything that we've seen with the Baker Mayfield experience, it didn't go the way the Browns wanted it to, particularly when Odell Beckham Jr. leaves and goes to L.A.
That didn't help.
Odell was a problem, supposedly, in Cleveland, in L.A. He's a model citizen. He looked like he was going to be the Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. And then all of the teammates were like, I don't know why we got rid of Odell. Odell was great. I think you just have to move on. I believe there was just a toxic situation with Baker in the building. I think the Browns are better off just to cut bait and live and coexist with Jacoby Brissett. I think they knew and anticipated that Deshaun Watson may not be there for half the season, part of the season, maybe the entire season. That's why they went and signed Jacoby Brissett. That's why they got Josh Dobbs. I think they're very comfortable with the quarterback room the way that it is. And I do not see a situation where Baker Mayfield is coming back and wearing number 6 for the Browns again.
I don't know. I feel like it makes more sense. He's better than Jacoby Brissett. It would be great for Baker. It'd be an opportunity for him to play with a chip on his shoulder and prove that he's still a franchise guy. The last time we saw him, he was injured and not good and problematic.
Okay.
And as far as the Browns go, I don't consider anything that the Browns do to be smart. So whatever the Browns are deciding to do, I want to do the opposite of.
Okay, we've all dated. We've all had these breakups. And then sometimes you get nostalgic and you're like, you know, maybe I should give him another shot. And ultimately what happens when you give that person another shot, what happens? In the middle of the day, you're like, I cannot believe I'm going to deal with the same issue. It's the same issue. You bring Baker Mayfield back and you can act like it's all good, but then somewhere you're going to sit and say, it's the same issue.
Yeah, but maybe you get
he hasn't gone to therapy yet.
Maybe you get like a good trip out of it or something.
Good trip. You ever notice we get, I just think that if you're the Cleveland Browns, you make this move, you understand that you're taking all the incoming with Deshaun Watson. All the stuff is coming anyway. So you might as well just do the split, live with whatever you have to live with when it comes to Jacoby Brissett or Josh Dobbs or whoever takes over, and just do it. I just don't see this situation with Baker Mayfield coming back. And I think it's telling when they interview Baker and they're like, hey, for this to kind of be reconciled, they have to reach out. When they're not calling, they're letting you know how they really feel about you. And so I think, look, Baker Mayfield will end up playing somewhere else, whether it's Carolina, Seattle, somewhere, but I do not anticipate him playing in a dog pound.
Well, staying in that division, the Steelers drafted Kenny Pickett. He talked about having high expectations in the building, and it's, you know, there's some reports about, you know, Mitch being the guy going into camp. This is, I think you're on the other side of this, but I very much think you should start young quarterbacks as soon as you can, especially if you're in a stable situation where the coach isn't going anywhere, the fan base isn't going anywhere, you have weapons, you have a strong defense, and you took him very high. So Mitchell Trubisky is a nice, safe option. I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for. I was happy with the decision to bring in Mitchell Trubisky, especially for that number. But when you when you decide to draft Kenny Pickett, I think that changes things. So here's where I stand. If they're close or even at the end of camp, you go with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
If there's a big gap or you just don't feel like Kenny is ready yet, then you safely go with Mitchell Trubisky. What do you feel?
I'm with you on that. The tie goes to the young guy. You always want to put the young guy on the field with the rookie contract and executives taking advantage of the rookie contract, saying that, hey, this is the best way to build a Super Bowl contender because it's a cheap rookie deal. We can build up the things around him. Yeah, you want to put him on the field. But you have to go in knowing he has to earn it because he has to convince his teammates that he's ready to do that. So what you do is you stagger the situation where, hey, Mitchell Trubisky plays early in preseason games, and maybe you give Kenny Pickett 2 quarters to play. And then if it's a situation where he begins to show, you give him more. And then by the third or final preseason game, then you make that situation. But you go in thinking, hey, Mitchell Trubisky is the starter, but I want to give Kenny Pickett every opportunity to change our mind. And if he does that, he wins it. If not, you go with Mitchell Trubisky, and then you wait for any opportunity to put him in to then get him in. But the goal should be Kenny Pickett is going to be on the field for the Pittsburgh Steelers sometimes this year.
So a team that I think has a lot of pressure on them is one we and Alex were just talking about, which is the Los Angeles Chargers. Love Justin Herbert. We all love Justin Herbert. But Joe Burrow was just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With a team in the Bengals that we don't consider to be the most functional organization. He's kind of removed a lot of excuses for these young quarterbacks. So he's either really that great or it can be done and you've got to, you know, you got to level everybody up. How much pressure is on the Chargers this year? I feel like they have to make the playoffs.
Oh, they have to make the playoffs and make a run. And it's not only the pressure on Justin Herbert. The pressure's on the coach.
Yeah.
Because the last time we saw the Chargers, all of the conversation was about Brandon Staley and his analytical tilt in terms of how he calls the game, going for it on fourth down, doing these things, the way they played out, didn't fix the defense. Well, now they went out and they have an all-star team. Khalil Mack comes over. They did some expenditures in free agency to fortify their defense. You got J.C. Jackson and those guys. This team has to, at a minimum, get to the playoff. In my expectation, they have to win in the postseason. So, yeah, we can put it on Justin Herbert. I think the coach feels far more pressure than Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is a star. Justin Herbert is a deal. I think Justin Herbert is a top-5 quarterback. We want to see him level up in terms of getting the team going so he can get his flowers. But now the pressure is on Staley. Staley has to get this team over the hump, but Justin Herbert has to play well as well.
All right, so the Cowboys fans are really mad at me. They don't like me right now because I've sold my stock in the Cowboys. I've been a big Cowboys defender for a long time. I love Dak Prescott. My mom's a Cowboys fan. I love Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is a Cowboys fan. And I've been suckered. I've been suckered into this Cowboys nonsense. I believe I recall correctly, you are not a sucker for the Cowboys. But I'm not sure. I'm out on the Cowboys as being contenders this year. I'm not falling for it again. Love Dak. Love Micah. They've got some exciting pieces. But every year is the same story with the Cowboys. And I think they lost a lot this offseason.
As a proud American, I think it's unpatriotic if you're not a Cowboys fan.
Oh, come on.
I think you have to be on the Cowboys.
I don't know what they talk about. Why do you think you're realistic and rational, Buggy?
It's about the Cowboys. So here's the thing about the Cowboys. Everyone's jumping off and everyone's talking about all the other teams. I think the Philadelphia Eagles are the team of choice because they made all this movement and everyone feels great about the Philadelphia Eagles.
However, I do feel good about the Philadelphia Eagles.
When Dak Prescott plays and he plays against the NFC East, he dominates. Dak Prescott had a full offseason to practice and work on skill development instead of rehab. So I feel better about what we're going to see from Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb jumps into the number one role. Might be a little addition by subtraction. You get a more dynamic and explosive player at the number one spot. Michael Gallup comes back. Look, I know people are talking about Ezekiel Elliott, and maybe I'm now at the point where I can understand and appreciate that it might need to be a duo, a committee situation in the backfield, Tony Pollard, Ezekiel Elliott, but I think that's good. But the defense turns the ball over. Dan Quinn has some more of his guys come over. I like the Cowboys. I just think that it's part of the deal that the Cowboys are going to be in the conversation. Mike McCarthy learned from the way they floundered in the postseason. I think they're ready. Okay, this is the year for the Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Buddy. This is the year.
Okay, but the year to do what? Because this is where I'm at with the Cowboys. Everything you said is true. And it's wonderful, okay? And the Cowboys, they love dominating the NFC East. It's their favorite thing to do. They have so many regular season championships. They won 3 playoff games in 25 years, Bucky.
Look, you can't worry about that. That's in the past.
It's in the past.
So future focus.
What is it? What do you mean it's the year? Like, this is the year?
Like, this is the year. Let's look at the NFC. The NFC is wide open.
Oh, Oh, yeah.
Wide open for him. It's right there.
The Super Bowl winning Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, but that, I'm like,
and
like
Tom
it's hard.
Brady.
Tom Brady comes back.
And the Bucks.
Can Tom Brady continue to play at the level that he played at?
Oh my
at
God,
some point,
insane.
At
I'm
some
sorry,
point,
Tom.
Father Time has to catch up.
I'm sorry.
And then with the Rams,
it's not hard. At some point,
it's
at
hard
some point,
to repeat.
Tom Brady is going to say goodbye, good night to the NFL. I do think it will be after the season, but it's not because of Father Time.
It's wide open for the Cowboys. Look, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have his favorite receiver in Devontae Adams. Right now, I think it's reasonable to say that the Dallas Cowboys should be one of the two or three favorites in the NFC.
To do what?
To go to the Super Bowl.
You know what else was wide open? The middle of the field when Mike McCarthy called that quarterback draw.
This is it.
I don't know, Bucky. I can't.
Cowboy
do it.
Fans have blinders on. It's just like it's like this.
I'm not. I'm not doing
future focus.
No,
future focus.
No
this
way.
Is the year. This is it.
No way.
Everybody has come back to the pack. All of the heavyweights are in the AFC. You talk about Tom Brady and the
Bucks.
I
do agree with that. I do agree that the AFC is way tougher this year than the NFC. I do think that. But and listen, if I sold my Cowboys stock too early, that's fine.
You sold it early.
I will live with it. I love Micah. I have been number one Dak Prescott defender for so many years.
There's two reasons right there. Like Micah
Parsons. Okay, but Mike McCarthy is still there.
He is.
Jerry Jones is still running the team that has won 3 playoff games in 25 years.
A minor detail.
Yeah, okay.
You lost top players.
I can't.
Lost Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper was banged up, was missing time. Randy Gregory was a part-time player. Like, who of significance was really lost? Like, all those guys were replaceable, expendable, however you want to treat it. So now this is a better version.
I can't buy high in the Cowboys. That's what I'm not going to do. I sold maybe too early. I'll live with it, but I'm not buying high on the
Joy,
Cowboys.
Joy, I think you can print the shirts. Print the shirts.
Print the shirts. There's no way I'm doing that.
Print
Bucky,
the shirts. Get the
why
hats.
Why did I think that you were...
That's hilarious.
Why did I think that you were reasonable about this?
I am reasonable.
No.
I am reasonable. I'm just looking at the NFC and I can see a path for them. There's not
that part. I agree with. I do
there's
think
a path
the NFC,
right there for
I think the Packers are significantly worse. And
so the Rams are defending. You know how hard it is to repeat. We haven't seen a repeat champion in forever.
Yeah,
it's hard. So it's all right there. It's teed up for them. It's teed up for the Cowboys to do it.
Thank you so much, Bucky, for jumping on with us. Love having you in studio. In tomorrow for Colin Cowherd, Alex Curry joining me as well. Thank you to Eddie House, Nick Wright, and Pat Garrity for joining us as well. We'll see you tomorrow on FS1 and Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.